Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be on the show with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This hour is brought to you by Crazy Water, the water that I drink pretty much every day. I love it. Great mineral water. The website, and by the way, the ad that's running right now, I was notified that I put the wrong wording for their website. It's actually drinkcrazywater.com. I think I said just crazywater.com, but drinkcrazywater.com. You can see all the goings on there. Their telephone number direct is 940-325-8870. Crazy Water. Our next guest is a person that I just met. His name is Peter Kindersley. He's from England. He's the executive producer of a new movie called Unacceptable Levels. He also has a business called Neil's Yard Remedies, and his ranch. Is that right, Peter? Is Sheep Drove Farm
and
Eco?
Farm. Yeah.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about your farm there.
It's a large farm by UK standards. It's about 2,500 acres. And it's run absolutely organically. But at the same time, I have an eco center on it, so people can come and we have talks. And in fact, what we do is we try and practice agriculture rather than agribusiness. that's where we come from. So we have music festivals, we have all sorts of things, but a lot, of course, of discussion about organics, the conventional.
Well, the movie, I saw the screening the other night, and that's when we met. The movie is Unacceptable Levels. It's about the toxic chemicals that are in our lives. Tell us about how the project got started.
Well, basically, I came across, I was in America. I was talking to the people who sell for us here in Neil's Yard, NYR Organic, and which is a health and beauty company. I met somebody who had just was trying to produce this film, but had just completely run out of cash.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought, this is exactly what we need to do as a company. And also personally, I just was very committed. So I then met Ed, and we started to plan how we would actually create the film.
And Ed's last name is?
Ed Brown.
Ed Brown.
And he's really great. He's a one-man band.
Mm-hmm.
He makes the whole thing. He travels all over the U.S. In fact, we've just sent him off traveling around the U.S. just on the whole subject of genetically modified organisms. And he's done a lot of filming with very good experts all over the country.
We all talk about a lot of really important things in the movie. A lot of my listeners will know a good percentage of it, but you really highlight some of the things that are my hot buttons. One of them is fluoride. I think
Absolutely.
It's one of the most dangerous things that exists out there.
Yeah.
And it's in our drinking water, and y'all make a real strong point about how, you know, everybody's taking it a little at a time all over the place, and it's causing lots of problems.
Yeah. It's extraordinary, isn't it, that we found ourselves in these situations, and everybody talks about this is acceptable.
Right.
I don't know who they're thinking of.
Well, the other thing you highlighted that I really appreciated was how dangerous Roundup is.
Oh,
that product has been marketed more brilliantly than anything ever.
You're right.
And tell people about autism and some of the things.
Well, it's the most extraordinary thing. If you look at the introduction of Roundup, glyphosate, basically, that's what they call it, the essential ingredient. If you look at the history of it, you see autism beginning as Roundup came into production, and you just saw this incredibly steep and identical graph which shows both autism and glyphosate being linked absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's becoming exponential, and they reckon that in the next 20 years, we will see every other child autistic. I mean, already we've seen massive increases in autism. But, of course, what it does, glyphosate, it interferes with our that whole microbial bacterial system in our gut. And, of course, that's been very much connected with immune systems, with behavior, and so on. But nobody's prepared to really stand up against these huge corporations with so much money. You know, we just can't believe it.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. I've been warning people about Roundup for a long time, and my main point in the past has been, look at what it's doing to the soil, to the life in the soil. But it's the same thing in the livestock and pets and humans' guts. It's the same thing.
Exactly. Well, see, what Monsanto has always said is that glyphosate doesn't affect humans because we don't have we're not trying to make amino acids out of soil like a plant does. A plant has to get its essential amino acids. And the only way it can do that is with a particular pathway. And that pathway is the thing that glyphosate interferes with. But Monsanto has always claimed that, of course, we don't have the pathway to get those amino acids. We just eat the plants. All mammals do, all animals. So they've always hidden behind this fact. But what they've never talked about is our gut bacteria. And every single one of them needs that same pathway to create their amino acids.
Well, it's scary stuff because most people think that it's just about as safe as water.
Yeah, and they spray it on their lawns. And,
oh, yeah,
you know,
everywhere.
It's a very unsafe thing. And we've seen, you know, the digestive problems, all those sorts of things rise over the last few years.
Well, how do people use your eco center? Can outside groups come
in?
Yeah,
that's what we do. We bring a lot of people there. And interestingly enough, you know, we talk about these big companies and so on. But somewhere on the list of things to do, it might be quite low down, is sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a lot of it's greenwashing. But they feel they must come to a special center which represents this sort of eco life.
Well, the public is going that way, and they're trying to figure out how to get on board without hurting their sales
exactly.
of the exact products
exactly.
that are causing the problem.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, it's a start, isn't it? At least you get them, they're beginning to think about the issue, especially as far as their customers are concerned, because you only have to look at the growth of organic around the world, and it's powering ahead, again, over and above anything else, you know, whether it's food, health and beauty. It's just powering ahead. In China, for instance, it's quadrupled in the last 5 years, the market has.
Yeah, because we want to buy it, and they're making it to sell to us in a lot of cases. Where is your ranch located in
it's
relation?
It's just west of London.
West of London, okay.
So if you drive immediately west of London towards Bristol or Bath or one of those, it's up on high up on the Downs. So we haven't been affected by the terrible rainfall we've had in the UK. I know California has had a drought, but
yeah,
we've
you need
had
to send
terrible
it over
rainfall. And but luckily we're on chalk, and the rain disappears pretty quickly.
Well, I'd love to come over and visit with you sometime. Is it an active?
By the way, I love your books.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Great. They really get to the to the insects and the creatures, don't they, in the soil.
We try to make it as simple as we can, and we've converted a lot of people, not nearly enough, but we're trying. Are you actively ranching?
We have 200 cattle. They're all out on grass, and we half the farm is in arable. You know, we're growing wheat and so on, but I only grow heritage wheats. I don't grow any of these modern varieties.
Well, tell people how to contact you, your website, and information that people will need to get to you.
Yeah, well, they just go to sheepdrove.com. So that's sheepdrove, D-R-O-V-E.com. And it's easy to find, sheepdrove.com.
Okay.
And you'll find the website there and descriptions about the farm and so on.
I really appreciate what you've done. Good luck with the movie.
You've done a great job as well, Howard.
Peter, I hope to see you again soon.
Super.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye then, Howard.
I'll see you. That's Peter Kindersley. Let me get it right. Kindersley is the proper way to pronounce it. And he's an interesting fellow. He's into all kinds of things. And I'm sure it caught your attention, the size of his place there. That's a big deal to have 2,500 acres in England, and so they've got some power there to do some things that, you know, us people that own a little small experimental garden here in near downtown Dallas can't do quite as well. So thank you very much for what you're doing there. The movie is Unacceptable Levels. And again, Sheep Drove, it's SHEEPDROVE, sheepdrovefarm.com. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. To get the free newsletter, I said I was going to tell you how. If you don't already have it, just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the little form that's on the website on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. It's free, comes weekly, covers all kinds of subjects, usually one at a time, and we have a lot of fun with it. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will, too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and I finally got a copy of The Dog that I usually mention earlier in the show, but maybe it's a good time to do it at different parts, different times of the show. The SPCA report that Victor Dog Food helps us with. Got good news and bad news. Lucy was adopted from previous week, but Molly and Petunia are still waiting for a home. So go to the SPCA button on dirtdoctor.com for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area especially. And let's help out these dogs. This week's dog is really a cutie. 8 pounds and a good-looking Chihuahua mix. Beautiful coat, black, brown, and white. It's Valentino and 2 years old. He lost an eye a long time ago, and they say that makes him even cuter. It looks like he's winking at you all the time, but he is just super friendly and looks like he'd be a great addition to the family. So check him out on our website, Valentino, and also the other dogs that still are looking for a home. And wherever you are in the country, let's help out the rescue organizations. It's the best place to get dogs. You can get mutts and you can get purebred dogs going that route, so whichever you want to do. Caller couldn't hold, wanted to know about fireplace ashes and pecan shells going in the compost pile, how much to use. You can use as much pecan shells as you like. You could make a compost, a pretty decent compost out of 100% pecan shells. I'd keep the fireplace ashes down around 10% or so of the compost pile. You mix those concentrated mineral salts back with the organic materials of the compost pile, and it's really a good thing to do. Just don't make it too large a percentage. Somewhere around 10-15% probably would be good. Pecans as much as you want to use. Okay, back to the phones. Let's go to Tyler, Texas, and talk to Randolph. Hello, Randolph.
Hi, Howard. Appreciate your program, by the way, and good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Well, my house has about 3/4 of an acre that's a patchy woods behind the house, and there is a construction of a new house behind me that the front of their house actually looks at the back of my house, and I'm looking at trying to find some shrubs, evergreen shrubs or hedges to put back there that would be relatively low maintenance. We have probably 20 foot of sugar sand underneath I've transplanted some small laurel back there, but I don't think that's going to be enough.
Cherry laurel?
Yes.
Is what you use. Well, that's a good plant. What I normally recommend for this kind of thing, Randolph, is to do a mix rather than just have, you know, a monoculture of one plant. Put a mixture of evergreen things, and these plants will grow in clay or sand, so that it won't be a problem. I would mix in some of our native cedars, the eastern red cedars, because they'll get big, and you want some things large and some things down at a lower level so you have variety and so you screen off as much of the view as possible. But I would do a mixture of the red cedars, some of the big hollies like Nellie R. Stevens holly. That's about the toughest one. It's used an awful lot, but it's a very tough one. And regular Yaupon holly I would put in the mix as well. You could add some additional cherry laurels. If you can find some decent size ones, put some bigger ones in to go with the smaller ones so you have, again, a variety of sizes, and just let all these things grow together in kind of a natural situation. If you're going to plant just one thing, I don't know how high – what's the height that you really need to get to if you just planted one plant?
Really, probably about 5 foot, maybe 6 foot max.
Oh, really? I thought we were talking about screening a bigger view than that.
Well, the house behind me, they have dug down into that sugar sand, and so they...
So they're at a lower level. Okay, well, it's a little simpler deal then. You could go with the smaller hollies. You could go with willow leaf holly or needlepoint. They're basically the same holly. You could use regular Burford holly and either keep it trimmed or let it grow up to its the height it wants to be. But those that are the mid-growing size, like dwarf Burford holly, is actually a mid-size. It's not really much of a dwarf. And then the needlepoint and willow leaf, I think those would be your best choices in that height range. You could do... compact Nandina. It grows to about that height. It's a little bit problematic because it's been put on the invasive species list now because birds are eating the berries and it's popping up all over the place. And that's not happening with the hollies. There's a native plant called Agarita that's evergreen. Real stickery. It's well armed. It's extremely slow growing. It would be another possibility for you, but the hollies are probably the best shot.
Howard, I certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Let's go to Tyler in McKinney. This time it's his turn. Hello, Tyler.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well. What's up?
I have a Texas oak, and it got hit pretty bad in the ice storm of several 3 weeks ago.
Now, when we say Texas oak, are we talking about a red oak?
You know, I'm not from Texas. It's got gray leaves, and it puts out a ton of marble-sized oaks, acorns every year.
Are the leaves pointed on the lobes or rounded?
Pointed.
Pointed, okay. You may have – it's probably Texas red oak then.
Okay. The ice storm hit it pretty hard. It's about 25 feet tall. It's got about a 12 to 14-inch diameter trunk.
Okay.
And it bowed both these limbs down to the ground. So the next day after the storm, we get out there, we lopped off the edges to get the weight off of them.
Let me put you on hold. We're going to finish when we come back. Howard Garrett, back after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. An AP analysis finds there's been no real reduction in the number of U.S. school shootings despite increased security put in place after the rampage at Connecticut's Sandy Hook. There have been at least 11 school shootings this academic year alone. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says amongst those who were sent suspicious letters this week, Police Commissioner Bill Bratton telling the New York Daily News the letter proved to be harmless. Some others had white powder in. It was harmless, too. Campaigning is officially open in Afghanistan's presidential election. 11 candidates vying to succeed President Hamid Karzai in the April 5th vote. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is brushing off a warning from Secretary of State John Kerry that Israel faces a growing boycott threat if peace talks with the Palestinians do not produce fruit. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. There will be seven new inductees into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, including the first-ever punter elected. Longtime Oakland Raiders punter Ray Guy, whose booming punts were often unreturnable because of their hang time, was the first such specialist elected. Former Tampa Bay linebacker Derek Brooks and defensive tackle Walter Jones were elected in their first year of eligibility. The class of 2014 also included defensive end Michael Strahan, receiver Andre Reed, defensive back Aeneas Williams, and defensive end Claude Humphrey, who, like Guy, was a senior selection. The announcement was made Saturday night at the NFL Honors, less than 24 hours before Denver faces Seattle in the Super Bowl. Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning says he and newcomer Wes Welker worked hard to prepare for this season.
Wes and I don't have 6 years left to play together, so we really crammed this year.
Seahawks quarterback Richard Sherman says he knows the Broncos' offense is outstanding.
Where do the Broncos stand on people we've seen this season? I think statistically they're one in just about every offensive court category. So, they're one. It's going to be a great battle.
This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, Steve Mason posted his second shutout in three games with 35 saves as Philadelphia Black Los Angeles 2-0. Mason says he had to be sharp in the low-scoring game.
Pretty much a 1-0 game the entire night, so there's not room for error. And, we're fortunate enough to come out of here with 2 points against a good hockey club.
Bill Kessel's hat trick gave Toronto a 6-3 win over Ottawa. The conference leaders both lost. Pittsburgh 3-1 to Phoenix and Anaheim 2-0 to Dallas. Elsewhere, it was Boston 4, Edmonton 0. Tampa Bay in overtime over Montreal 2-1. Colorado 7, Buffalo 1, Columbus 4, Florida 1, Calgary in overtime over Minnesota 4-3. Pair of shootout winners, San Jose 2, Chicago 1, and St. Louis 4, Nashville 3. A big upset in top 25 hoops. California knocked off number 1 Arizona 60-58. Second-ranked Syracuse, though, remained unbeaten, downing number 17 Duke in overtime 91-89. Third-ranked Florida beat Texas A&M 69-36. It was fourth-ranked Wichita State 81, Evansville 67. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with Tyler in McKinney about a Texas red oak, we think, that the limbs actually, were they actually broken, Tyler, or just bent?
The ice took them down to the ground, and the day after the storm stopped, when I was able to get out there, a neighbor come down and helped me with a tree lopper, and we took the edge of the limbs off so they'd go back up.
Okay, so they're just bent. They're not broken.
Well, no.
Okay.
But the trouble is, in that 24-hour period, the tree split. There's three branches. It goes in three branches at about 6 feet level.
Mm-hmm.
And had some arborists come out to see what they could do. And one recommended, he said, the split goes all the way to the ground.
Yeah.
He says, you really can't save a tree when it's got like that. It's back together now, but at the top, it's about an inch apart. The split is for about 6 to 8 inches. It's still about an inch wide. Can this tree be saved?
Well, there's two ways to go, Tyler, and one of them is not a very good option, and that's putting a threaded bolt through, or more than one, stainless steel, and then cinching them up real tight with washers and bolts and that sort of thing. The broken part will never mend back together. Tree tissue doesn't do like our skin and muscles do. It'll always be a fault there. And so as the tree gets bigger, and it can live for a long time in that situation, but you've always got that dangerous situation. The bolt can finally rust, even if it's stainless steel,
right,
and it can be a dangerous situation. So that's one way to go. I wouldn't do it normally. I wouldn't take that route. The other way to go is to stand back and look at which half is the, if you took the other half away, is the biggest and would look the best, and then take the smallest side completely off. Now, that's going to leave a big wound at the bottom.
Right.
But in that case, the wound will be exposed to air, and the callus can grow around it and, you know, some number of years, cover it back up, and the tree will actually have a better chance of becoming healthy again going that route than trying to bolt it together. There is a third choice, too, and that's just to cut it down, start over with another tree.
Well, the one arborist said that he can bolt it, but you got two or three more years out of it. And your second choice you're giving me, it's got three branches, and it's one-third, one-third, one-third.
Oh,
all
that's
way
right.
Around.
That's what you said.
And you take out, you can't take out half. See, they take out a third, and you got a real lopsided tree. It looks like I'm hearing that maybe take the tree out.
It might be your best bet long-term and spend your money on a fairly small tree, plant it properly, and it'll grow under an organic program and be a big, nice tree for you that's healthy, you know, in not that many years, and that might be the best way to go. If you want to send me a picture of it, I'll take a look and see if I see anything else that I can suggest. Okay. You can send it to info@dirtdoctor.com.
info@dirtdoctor.com.
Yeah, and I'll take a look, and if I see anything else, but it might be your best way to go. Yeah. It is to bite the bullet and take it out.
It's 20 years old.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Okay, thank you for the information. I do appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Bye-bye. That's one of the reasons, everybody, that I don't like multiple trunk trees. You know, you can have that sort of thing. When you even have a single trunk tree and then you've got some codominant branches that are taken off at a pretty tight angle, at a V angle instead of a U-shaped angle, you've always got that strong possibility of an ice storm doing exactly what happened there. And it's not good. So you want trees that have single stems. I used to design multiple trunk trees in. I thought they looked really cool. But they all develop problems long term because as the multiple trunks grow, they pinch together. And they never, like I said, they never join. They're just smashed together forever. And it creates a place where soil can build up, rot can happen. It's always a weak place and things can happen like happened with Tyler. So single trunk trees are the way to go. Roger is next up. Been holding forever. Hey, Roger.
Hello. I wanted to ask you if you consider aquaponics to be organic.
Well, you can do an organic program with aquaponics if you use liquid fertilizers that are organic. So, yes, you can technically have a certified organic program with aquaponics or, you know, hydroculture or whatever kind of system you're working with that uses water. To me, it has a flaw because it leaves out the most important piece of the puzzle, and that's soil. So, yes, it can be done. It's not my favorite way to go.
Aquaponics, I mean, now hydroponics is using waters and minerals, strictly, just that. That's hydroponics. But aquaponics is where you're raising fish and you're using the effusion, the fish poop, if you will, and converting that into minerals, and then the plants take up the feed off of that.
Yeah, no, that's no problem at all. And in fact, Malcolm Beck and others that I know and work with have used similar kind of systems, raising tilapia and various other things underneath plants so that when the plants were watered, you know, the leachate just goes right down and helps feed the fish. That's no problem at all. You'd have the plants in soil above the fish, and the water for the fish is just going to be real high in the nutrients coming from the soil and the organic fertilizer. So that can be organic, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, then. I just wanted to get what your thought about
it. It's the best way to do tilapia because, unfortunately, a large percentage of tilapia that's on the market out there that you buy in restaurants and at the grocery store, too, in a lot of cases, comes from China. And the way they raise the tilapia over there is not anything that you want to be eating.
Well, the way they raise tilapia and other fish in the United States is not very efficient use of water either.
Well, not only that, they feed the fish corn and things that are artificial. It's kind of like feeding livestock, you know, corn in a feedlot. You'll have a completely different kind of fat and meat in the food. So yeah, we don't really like that either.
Okay, all right. Well, just wanted to share what you had to say about.
Yeah, the way you're talking about going there, I don't know if you're talking about a business or not, but it would be certainly considered an organic program going that route.
Well, if it were a business, I'm not sure you could get organic certification though.
I bet you could.
Yeah,
I bet you could. Just call down to the TDA in Austin and ask them about it. They may already have some information for you. That'd be a good way to start.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Roger.
Okay. Bye.
He held a long time, and gosh, it's not even about break time. And here's Daryl.
Good morning, Howard.
How are you? Fine.
So, a couple of things. One, I have changed how I listen to you on my smartphone.
Good. How's that?
I was using iHeartRadio, but it was a little disconcerting because only certain stations, which yours was one of, but, you know, they play different commercials during the breaks. It's just a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
I found another one called TuneIn Radio. It's an app for, I don't know if it's only iPhone, but it's far superior for that purpose, so I just thought I'd pass that on.
All right. We need to get our own app. We have it in the mix. We just haven't done it yet.
All right, back to the subject from the first hour of kudzu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rather fascinated by this plant, the plant that ate Georgia. I also kind of find it interesting that you said that all it takes is livestock to keep it under control.
Yeah, goats and cows and things like that take it out. It's like candy to them because it's so high in protein.
Which means all you got to do is let them loose on the highways of Georgia. You could solve a big problem.
Yeah, it's not that difficult to solve it. They've tried to solve it, you know, spraying things and doing the approaches that we don't recommend. And
right.
it should have never been allowed to get as loose and as prolific as it is. That's not good. But it does have a solution. And you could go in there and harvest it by hand and have a great protein source, you know, for making whatever.
Well, it's also incredibly medicinal. This comes from Japan. It's been used as a medicinal herb there for centuries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people eat the root and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good for heart problems. It's a great detox for the liver and the kidneys. It's been used to sober up drunks. It works against alcoholism.
That's its most famous ability is the alcohol thing.
But do you know if they consider it an invasive species, so therefore you can't buy the seeds for it in Texas?
I don't know. I'm sure some states do. I don't know if Texas does or not, and I don't know what the restrictions are, but we can find out real quick. In fact, you're in charge of that research. Get on your computer and find out.
Aye, sir. I'll get right on it.
All right. Let us know.
Take care.
Thank you, Daryl. It's Carlton, and there's an open line now at 866-444-3478. Carlton in Hamilton, Texas, where there was a organic pecan research project.
Hello?
You there, Carlton?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
Okay, I have a 30 by 50 metal building, and I've been sprinkling that orthane powder, parent poison around it.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me sick to go around that building now.
Well, that's what that stuff does because it's neurotoxic and shouldn't be on the market, much less being used a whole bunch.
Yeah.
So you're wondering how to clean it up now?
Yes.
Well, that's not an easy one. If it's actually easier in the soil, you're going to have to get somebody, since you're so sensitive to it, to come in and physically clean it up and haul it off to a toxic collection place.
Okay, I've done had some dug out, and it helped it, but it didn't completely cure it. So,
well, now is it in the soil or is it in on the floor in this
building?
It's
in the soil.
Oh, it's in the soil. Okay.
Around the slab.
All right. Well, we can clean that up. I was afraid you had it dusted all over the building and in the walls and everything. If it's just in the soil, we use what we call our soil detox program. And it's on the website in detail, but basically this is how
I've got some things off the website.
This basically how it works is that you start with a very fine textured, in your case, you need to go with an activated charcoal, the finest textured one you can find. The second best choice is a fine textured humate, and you put it out real heavily and you till it into the soil. That ties up the toxins right there, and then the rest of the detox program is what actually takes it out of the system. Let me put you on hold, and we'll talk about it more when I come back. Others may be interested. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back after this.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it at our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We were talking to Carlton about cleaning up a contaminated site. Orthene was the contamination. Carlton, you still there?
Yes.
Well, the first step, as I was saying, there needs to be a real fine texture, the finest you can find, and it's not always that easy to find it, activated charcoal, and tilling that into the soil will actually bind up the big molecules of the toxin. There's a product on the market. What the heck is the name of it? I can't remember it right now. I'll think of it in a second. But it's almost impossible to buy it because they only sell it in industrial situations. So you may have to talk to feed stores and organic nurseries to get you just the closest thing they can come up with. It's extremely fine textured carbon or humate, either one.
Okay, you have in your stuff here this soil detox, easy mix and pour container, 24 ounces.
Easy mix.
Let's see, it's BioGIZE SD soil detox.
Oh yeah, that is a specific product that was around for a while, and I don't know if it still is. But if you go on the internet, you can find where it's available and buy some of that. It's that'd be a good choice. That'd be one that is available.
That would be a good choice.
Yeah. Now that's just one ingredient, though. The rest of the program is after you put in a fine textured carbon material, whichever one you use, and that one's fine to use.
Yeah.
Then the next thing you want to do is use the liquids that we use as part of the sick tree treatment, the Garrett juice as the base, and then into it put 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of the Garrett juice.
After I put this other on?
Yeah, put the dry product on first. And I'll tell you this. The other thing that will help you is zeolite. When you're tilling the carbon in, if you get some zeolite, and it's going to be easier to find at the hardware stores and nurseries and feed stores and everything, till the two in together. One's black, the other one's white. Till them in together into the soil. Then the next step is the Garrett juice with the orange oil added to the mix. And then after you've done all that that one time, the next thing we're going to do, like a month later, is the Garrett juice real heavy spraying through that area again. And this time we're going to put the microbes in the mix, either BioSI's microbes, or you can use the Garrett Juice Pro that already has the microbes in the product.
Okay.
And that'll tie it all up, and the stimulation of the biological activity in it with the second step there actually breaks the chemicals down. The first step just ties it up. The second step disassembles the molecules and actually detoxes the soil.
Well, it's been about 4 months.
Well, when you put the fine textured carbon in there,
yes,
if it's fine enough texture, it'll make it where you're not allergic to it anymore. It's not going to be reactive to you anymore.
Yes.
Okay.
It'll soak on into the soil, will it?
Well, you got to till it in, the dry material. You got to work it into the soil.
Yeah.
The liquid you can just drench on the top and let it soak in.
Okay. Well, I dug about 6 inches out around that building. And it helped it.
What'd you do with that soil?
It went to landfill.
Okay.
It doesn't bother anybody else that's been around it.
It does. They just don't know it. It does it more slowly. Well, you've learned a good lesson. No more toxic chemicals. Stick with the organic program, and you'll slowly, completely get rid of all the stuff you
use. Okay, I was told to use vinegar on it, but I poured a bunch of vinegar around, and that didn't do nothing.
Well, vinegar's in the Garrett juice, so you will be using it, but it'll just be part of all the overall program.
Oh, I will use some vinegar.
There's vinegar in the Garrett juice.
Oh, okay.
Carlton, good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
Don't use that stuff anymore. That's one of the reasons we don't recommend it. 1-866-444-3478. Charles in Stephenville. Hi, Charles.
Good morning, Howard. I have a question regarding putting inoculating your seeds with, say, Thrive and maybe soaking them in Thrive and then turning around and dropping that seed in soft rock phosphate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's going to have a big benefit or any benefit?
Yeah, I think it will. I like soft rock phosphate, and sometimes when we germinate seed, we'll use a seed flat of potting soil and take a pencil and just drag little trenches in the potting soil and put a little bit of soft rock phosphate in the trench, put the seed in there, and then put more soft rock phosphate right on top of it. So it's not touching anything but soft rock phosphate, and as the seed germinates and starts sending out its roots and top, it hits that soft rock phosphate full strength, and no, it doesn't hurt it. It does a good job. It's really beneficial. Thrive is a microbe product that's a little harder to find right now than the BioSI, but yeah, any kind of mycorrhizal fungi and bacteria product added to that mix will help the seeds get established quicker.
Okay, is BioSI a mycorrhizal fungi too?
They have several products, and one of them has mycorrhizae and beneficial bacteria in it. That's the one you want to get.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call and appreciate everybody's call. We're going to do another hour for you. Your radio station carries it. That's great. If not, you can listen online, streamed live on dirtdoctor.com. The website is dirtdoctor.com, and I will be back to help you after this break.